Hello, leaders. This is Laura Kirvin, and you're listening to another episode of The Learning Curve. Today, I am going to nerd out, and with apologies to all the classic authentic nerds out there, I promise I'm not making a stuffed up nerdy voice. And I'm not appropriating your nerd culture. I am using your word as a verb, as I often do. And the voice is totally authentic. I have a ridiculous summer head cold, kind of like a nerd, I guess. We're going to talk about nerding out to up your marketing game. Because if you are worried about making payroll, right, it's hard to focus on being an inspirational leader because you're in survival mode. So marketing being the engine behind cash flow is what we will focus on today. I'm going to give you 3.5 tips to supercharge your marketing without spending any extra money. Even better, because you want to make more money. So I'm going to give you some tips for boosting your marketing without spending more money so you can focus on being a better leader and not worry so much about money. Stick around. Okay, so what I mean specifically when I encourage you to nerd out is just about getting super enthusiastic about what you do, your products and services, the things, the interests that really got you into business for yourself in the first place, and then sharing that excitement. So there are really simple ways that you can do that. And you may already be doing some or all of these. If you're not, then definitely start. The first one is nerding out with your email list. This is an area that I do see as an opportunity with many clients. If you're not emailing your list multiple times a week, or if you're only emailing your list when you have something to sell, then it's time to do a different equation. It's time to teach more and sell less. And not really sell less. You can still sell as much or even more as than you are now. But I mean in the overall equation of outreach, you should be heavier on the teaching and providing value mode so that the percentage of selling emails that your list receives is smaller in comparison. The ironic outcome of this is that you'll sell more when you stop treating your audience like an ATM, basically. Start treating them like people that relate to your unique brand of nerdiness. What is it that you're enthusiastic about? There's a reason they joined your email list and it is related to that. So start providing more insight related to that topic. Use your email list to establish trust and connect with your audience. So nerd out about the topics that you share in common with your audience and email them more about that topic, not emailing them more to sell them more. That doesn't mean you shouldn't have a call to action in your emails. You should, but that's different from a call to action that is about converting to a sale or having them sign up for your next webinar. They should be able to trust that an email from you is something interesting and worth reading, because they know that every time they see an email from you, it's not automatically going to be connected to something you're launching or selling. So first tip, nerd out with your email list. Second tip is make a podcast. And maybe you're worried that the whole idea of podcasting is totally played out. I get it. I so get it. It's kind of like, a few years ago when, blogging had reached that saturation point, and then blogging became that word that made people cringe. Like, oh my God, you're not going to tell me you have a blog, right? Of course you do. And so now podcasting is that thing. Oh, sure. Of course you have a podcast. Let's hear it. Right. So my response to that kind of self-consciousness, or insecurity is, I don't deny that there's some validity there. But more importantly, so what? So freaking what? So everybody's doing a podcast. Who cares? That doesn't mean you shouldn't. Truly. Do you have something to share? Do you have value that you can offer to your audience? Do you? Then do that. And podcasting is an excellent free mechanism for doing that. So who cares if everybody and their brother's doing it? You're not everybody or everybody's brother. You might be somebody's brother, but who cares? So just get into it. Get into it. Share your voice. It's free. There's really no reason not to. And this is especially true if you haven't built up your email list and you have something to say. So say it into a microphone and then post it online. That's tip number two. Tip number three for nerding out to up your marketing game and expand your reach. Post a lot more on LinkedIn. Lots more. If you're not posting at all on LinkedIn, then post lots more. If you're only posting every once in a while on LinkedIn, post lots more. Make yourself a content calendar. You're an expert, okay? So tip, so this is 3.5, right? Getting into the nitty-gritty about what we're talking about when we say post a lot more on LinkedIn. It's time to go beyond just looking at LinkedIn as a way to say, I'm an expert, as in, here's a list of, a list of my experience or a list of skills that relate to my expertise. Go beyond that and use LinkedIn as a type of professional blog. So share your expertise, share your insights. The beautiful thing is you're doing it with an audience of people who are there for the purpose of connecting with other experts. So they're looking for value-rich content. They're not on LinkedIn looking for cat videos or memes. Not that there's anything wrong with memes. Personally, I am addicted to memes. I've had to cut myself off. I had to do my own personal meme intervention. But man, I love them. Sometimes I do wish LinkedIn had just a little bit more of a meme culture, because there's nothing wrong with bringing a little levity into the business environment. But I digress. Post more on LinkedIn. You don't have to write articles, though I encourage you to do that too. But just post. You can post a brief statement that would be helpful to your audience, some insight. So share your insight. So you've got nerding out with your email list. Talk to those people more. Make a podcast, nerd out into a microphone. And then post a lot more on LinkedIn. Share your expertise. And the second part of the LinkedIn tip is that I just alluded to, but create a content calendar. Create a content calendar to provide some structure and take a lot of the thinking out of if you're going to post a lot more on LinkedIn. You don't have to sit down every day and think about what should I post next? Just make a calendar so your calendar tells you how to think and you don't have to be so inventive. I mean, you need to, based on what your content calendar indicates, obviously, it just gives you a place to start. So you're not starting from scratch every day. And you can also batch out your post in advance if you can block out some time just to come up with your topics for a week or more, or just even the next couple of days, then all you have to do after that is simply post what you've already come up with, or use a tool like Postify to front load those posts and let Postify distribute that for you on a schedule. Also another free tool that you can use. And the last tip related to posting a lot more on LinkedIn is lean into your nerdiest rock stars on staff. If this is an option for you, it is a great opportunity to allow your the people on your team who are super enthusiastic about what it is that you do to serve and have them rotate in weekly, daily, whatever works. Just get your calendar made and then figure out which components of that you want to delegate to provide some exposure to people in your group, and give them a chance to nerd out as your brand advocate. There's so many wins there. You are a rock star leader by providing a platform for your high performers. Your high performers feel seen, heard, and recognized by you and by your audience. And you have somebody else handling at least some of the content creation duties. So, and that goes for any of the content that we talk about, with the exception perhaps of your email list. But even then, you can have guest posters send out emails, and you just call them out. So that is it for free ways you can improve your marketing reach by nerding out. Hey, if you want to nerd out with me, I love nerding out with other people. If you have questions, or if you just want to share some of your experiences with connecting to your audience, what's worked for you, what hasn't, when it comes to sharing your enthusiasm about your expertise, you can send me a message on LinkedIn. If we're not connected already on LinkedIn, let's connect. I am, to the best of my knowledge, the only Laura Curvin on LinkedIn. Curvin is my last name, so I'm easy to find. Hit me up in there, send me a message, and let's nerd out. And until next time, You have been listening to Laura Kirvin on the Learning Curve. Let's nerd out next time.